You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. A pivotal race for state Supreme Court is getting lots of attention, but Tuesday's election also features a referendum on whether to enshrine Wisconsin's voter ID law in the state constitution. WPR's Sean Johnson has this report on how claims about the law have held up over nearly a decade of elections.
If you listen to debate on voter ID in the Wisconsin State Assembly, you might hear a case like this on the right.
We're going to make sure that everyone who's entitled to a ballot gets one, and that we know who the people are that are getting a ballot.
Or like this on the left.
It is no way to encourage democracy. It's pure politics, plain and simple.
Republicans stress that voter ID is about securing elections.
Wisconsinites want it to be easy to vote and hard to cheat.
Democrats say it's about manipulating elections.
It is a transparent effort to preserve political power for one party.
That was former Representatives Jeff Stone and Donna Seidel, and current Representatives William Penterman and Greta Neubauer. While they all hit familiar themes, their debates happened 14 years apart. Republicans passed a voter ID law in 2011. The 2025 debate is about whether to make it a constitutional amendment and more or less permanent. At the core of the Republican case, then and now, is that voter ID prevents fraud. Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney says the law is important because it enhances confidence in the election process.
One of the things they teach us in law school is sometimes the appearance of impropriety can be worse than actual impropriety.
But despite 9 years worth of elections under voter ID, Barry Burden at the University of Wisconsin Elections Research Center says proof that it prevents fraud is basically non-existent.
It doesn't prohibit a person from voting who might not live at their residence. That's a voter registration issue. It doesn't deter someone who's has a criminal record or is under 18 or not a citizen. Those are caught in other kinds of ways.
Burden says the type of crime voter ID stops is voter impersonation. According to data maintained by the state's court system, those types of charges have been brought twice in the last 6 years. They've led to just a single conviction. One of the biggest arguments against voter ID is that it reduces turnout. In the 2016 election, the first with voter ID, turnout did drop, and some research suggested up to 10% of eligible voters who did not cast ballots were stymied by the law. But Burden says other factors were also at play.
Turnout rates in Wisconsin go up and down for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes the candidates are more appealing, sometimes they're less appealing.
In 2020, turnout was back up, and last year, Wisconsin's turnout led the nation. That's not to say all voters were affected equally by the changes. Anita Johnson handles voter outreach and education in Milwaukee for the group Souls to the Polls.
Black and brown people, people with disabilities, the senior citizens, they're all different types of groups that are suffering because of this photo ID or this voter ID law.
The law created a system for free IDs, and since 2011, more than 1.4 million have been issued. But Johnson says not every voter knows about the option, and without help, some people assume they can't vote. One thing Democrats and Republicans have always agreed on is that the courts would get involved in voter ID. Indeed, two state courts and a federal court blocked the law. A conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and a federal appeals court eventually reinstated it. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has a liberal majority. And Republicans, like Representative Dave Murphy, say voter ID could again be vulnerable. That's where the amendment comes in.
Having voter ID in the Constitution will keep it safe from activist courts.
If the amendment fails, voter ID would still remain in effect unless a future legislature or court decides to change that. If it passes, this long-running debate could effectively be over, with voter ID the law of the land in Wisconsin for decades to come. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.